Because we were tired and wanted to go to bed, he said. Without any supper? Said Snape, a triumphant smile flittering across his gaunt face. I didn't think ghosts provided food fit for living people at their parties. We weren't hungry, said Ron loudly as his stomach gave a huge rumble. Snape's nasty smile widened. I suggest, Headmaster, that Potter is not being entirely truthful, he said. It might be a good idea if he were deprived of certain privileges until he's ready to tell us the whole story. I personally feel he should be taken off the Gryffindor Quidditch team until he is ready to be honest. Really, Severus, said Professor McGonagall sharply. I see no reason to stop the boy playing Quidditch. This cat wasn't hit over the head with a broomstick. There is no evidence at all that Potter has done anything wrong.